The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim daf ayin zayin. The Mishnah here on Amud Aleph talks about a case where the Eivarim of a Chatos got mixed up with the Eivarim of a Oila. The limbs from a carbon Chatos got mixed up with the limbs from a carbon Oila. The limbs of the chatos are supposed to be eaten by the kehanim, whereas the limbs of the carbon oila are supposed to be burned on the mizbech. So the question is, what can we do? Certainly, nobody could eat any of these limbs, because they are perhaps eating limbs that are really an oila, which are not allowed to be eaten. The question is, can we burn all of the limbs, the entire mixture, put them on the Mizbeach, and worse comes to worse, it wasn't part of an oila. So Ibn Eliezer says that put everything on the Mizbeach. And whatever, the limbs that aren't really oila, they're really chatos, and they're not supposed to be burned, so you look at them, they'll be considered like they're wood. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say, no, we're not allowed to burn the mixture. We have to let the mixture stay overnight, and once it will stay overnight, it will become pasul anyways, and then we'll burn it like the way we burn noisar. The lashon that the Chachamim use is to ubar tzuras and v'yetu l'beis asreifa. Let the karbonis, let these limbs change their appearance, and then they'll anyways be required to be burned off the mizbeach. What does it mean to ubar tzuras? On Rashi, Masechta Pesachim explains that literally Ibar Tzura means that it changes its appearance, because after one night the meat changes its appearance. But the real meaning, the underlying meaning, is really to say that once it has Linas Laila, once it stays overnight, it becomes Noisar, and Noisar requires Sreifa. The Rambam in Pirsha Mishnais says a little different. The Rambam says that the psul of Ibar Tzura is not because of Noisar. The problem is that very simply it gets ruined. The Rambam says to Ubar Tzura she'ishor atis afish biyavsid, wait until it becomes rotten, it's spoiled, and it's no longer good. Rabbeinu Chananel Psachim seems to say the same thing. The Rabbeinu Chananel says to Ubar Tzura soy, until it rots, v'yashana mitzuras baser, will change its physical characteristics from the way the characteristics of meat is. Wait until you can't be edible at all. So seemingly, according to the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Chananel, the meaning of tuba tzuras is that you simply wait until it's no longer edible. Be that as it may, the Mishnah says to Ubar Tzurasoi that after a night, it will change its physical appearance. Based on this, Rabbeinu Tam says a halach. Rabbeinu Tam says a halach. He doesn't say it's fully based on this, but he says zeicher ledavar, the expression that we have over here. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah talks about that the bliyos in a keli, when they're no longer ben yoimoy, they don't aser. In other words, we know that the halacha is that if, let's say, somebody cooked foods that are also to be eaten in a pot, then after that he went and he cooked a heterdika food in that pot, the heterdika food absorbs some taste of the first food that was cooked in the pot, which was aser. The second food extracts from the walls of the pot what the pot absorbed from the first cooking, and those tastes get mixed up in the second food, which was heter, and now aser, they prohibit the second food from being eaten. And that's called bliyos. Tastes that are mixed in the walls of the pot, which come out in the second cooking or further cookings, is considered bliyos, is called bliyos, and we know that bliyos will aser the food in the next cooking. However, there's a halacha that once those blias were in the pat after a long period of time, those blias are nois and tam lifgam, they get a bad taste, and the taste that they will give off to the next food cooked in it will be awful, will be destructive, and therefore it will not prohibit the second food from being eaten. So in other words, again, the blios that are in the pat will only prohibit the next food cooked in if they're ben yoimoy, if they're from that day. If they're from a different day, since now they got a bad taste, they will give off a bad taste to the next food cooked there. Therefore, they will not ask, such blios will not ask for the next food cooked in the pat. Now, we said that the blios become nois and tam lefkam, they get a bad taste once they are no longer ben yoimah, once they are no longer from that day. The question is, what's considered no longer that day? Some Rishonim learn no longer that day means that it has to be out of 24 hours. It's only if the pot sat for 24 hours after the first food got absorbed in the walls, then the food inside the walls, the taste inside the walls becomes bad. However, if it's less than 24 hours, it's too short of a time for those tastes to become bad. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam say that it's sufficient if it was already a night. Once a night passed from when he finished cooking the Isser until when he cooked the Heter, until when he started cooking the Heter, it's already permitted. Now, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam are a big kula. That's a big leniency. That means, according to the first opinion, it's only permitted to eat the second food if you waited a full 24-hour period between the Isser Dika food cooked and the Heter Dika food cooked. According to Rabbeinu Tam, let's say it's a summer night, which is only 6 hours long, even though you only waited that 6-hour period of the night, you could, and then you cooked the Heter food will already be permitted to be eaten. It will be permitted when you did such a thing of only waiting 6 hours in between. Says Rabbeinu Tam, Zeche Ledovar, I have a remez to this heter, that once a night passed over, it's already permitted. What's the Zeche Ledovar? Because we say over here, to Ubar Tzurosai, that after, and you should wait the night, and then it will change its appearance. Just like it becomes Iber Tzura, it changes its appearance, it loses its physical characteristics overnight, so too, overnight, it will become a bad taste. The blios in the pat are a bad taste. So Rabbeinu Tam says, Zeche Ledovar, Ashtigol Remez, to this halacha that he says, that overnight it already loses its taste, gets a bad taste, is from this halacha of Iber Tzura. So this machloikis between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam and other Rishonim is a very important halacha. One of the most important rules anybody has to know for the laws of kashrus is this halacha of Einei Ben Yoimoy, that once it's no longer within the day, the blias don't aser. About 50% of the shaylas that come up, the way out is saying that it's permitted because the blias did not aser, because the pat or the keli was the Einei Ben Yoimoy. And then it falls on us the question, what is Einei Ben Yoimoy? What does it mean it's not from that day? Does it mean it waited 24 hours? Or does it mean that it waited only over a night? So Shulchan Aruch paskins like the other Rishonim. According to Shulchan Aruch says, Einei Ben Yoimoy means you have to wait 24 hours. And if it was less than 24 hours, it's not considered Einei Ben Yoimoy. Nonetheless, Shulchan Aruch says as follows. There's another machloikis between many Rishonim and the Smak. Let's say a person cooked in a pat some foods that are Isser. So let's say Monday morning at 12 o'clock, a person cooked in his pat, let's say better yet, Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock, somebody cooked in his pat foods that are Isser. Then he went ahead and he waited a whole night, and the next morning at 10 o'clock, Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock, he cooked water in the pot. So we said the halacha is not like Abeinu Tam. And since you waited less than 24 hours, so that water that you cooked in the pot, which was within 24 hours of when you cooked Isser, will become Asr, will become prohibited. Now, what happens now at 10 o'clock on Tuesday after you cooked that water? So simply you would say that now you cooked Issadika water in the pot, now the Issadika water in the pot went back into the walls of the pot, now you have to count a new 24 hours. And now the only time something will be mutter if it was cooked in that pot will only be if he cooked in the pot Wednesday after 10 o'clock. That's the way many Rishonim say. The Smack, however, says that even though you cooked water in the pot and the water in the pot became asr, and the taste of that water went back into the walls, so you should say you have to wait 24 hours from when you cooked that water. Says the Smack, no, you don't have to start the clock again and start counting from when you finished cooking that water. Rather, says the Smack, it's enough to count 24 hours from when you cook the original Isser, the main Isser that's really causing everything to happen. You continue the clock continues ticking and ends at the 24 hour period going back to Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock when you cook the Isser there. What's the reason for this Smack? There's a couple of reasons. I'll just say over the Igros Moshe. The Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe Yadech and Beis Melam and Aleph says the reason is that the Smack holds that the Bliois that are only Bliois without the Gufa Isser, without the real Isser there, they will not create a Hanan. They will not create such a Hanan that will make a problem with the Bliois in the pot. In other words, since what you have over here is only Bliois in the pot, so they're not going to create a Hanan in the water, that now the water should have to go ahead and be totally Isser, and then you should have to wait 24 hours from when this water went in. Rather, the only thing that's Asr is only the Bliois of the Isser that went in originally, and that's the only thing you have to count 24 hours from. So you're only counting 24 hours back to Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock. That is the opinion of the Smack. So it would come out, according to the Rishonim that disagree with the Smack, the whole Hat of Einu Benyayim only works if you know the pot wasn't used for any cooking whatsoever within 24 hours, and then you made a new cooking. Whereas according to the Smack, it would work to say you have 24 hours. Once you have 24 hours from the first Issa that was cooked, even though in between that Issa that was cooked and what you cooked now, there were some other cookings that went on with the pot. How do we paskin? So here Shulchan Aruch goes against the Smack. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that the main halacha is like the other Rishonim. And if there was any cooking in between, during the 24 hour period, if there was any cooking, then you have to start the clock over again. So if you kept cooking within 24 hours, if the pot never rested from cooking for 24 hour period straight, then the pot would still remain being a ben yoimai, and other things cooked in it would become asr. So paskin Shulchan Aruch. Nevertheless, says Shulchan Aruch, but if you have a combination of the Abeinu Tam and the Smack, then it's permitted. What does that mean? In other words, getting back to our case. In our case that somebody cooked in the afternoon, Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock, then they cooked again 10 o'clock Tuesday morning, Heter. They cooked Isser 4 o'clock Monday afternoon, and then they cooked Heter 10 o'clock Tuesday morning. So the second cooking, the cooking of Heter, was within 24 hours of when the Isser was cooked. Nevertheless, says Shulchan Aruch, such a case would be permitted, even though, generally, we don't go like the Smack. Now, see, another Shulchan Aruch says, if you wait 24 hours, and you wait till Tuesday, 4 o'clock, and then something else was cooked, then that thing that was cooked would be permitted. Why? You should have to wait 24 hours from the 10 o'clock Tuesday morning cooking. So Shulchan Aruch, no, it's unnecessary. Since I could combine two shittas, according to Rabbeinu Tam, once he waited overnight, it was already a Neven Yoimah. According to Rabbeinu Tam, whatever the water that you cooked 10 o'clock in the morning was already permitted, because he waited overnight. That together with that, you have also the opinion of the Smack, that the Smack says that it doesn't become like sort of chayzev and eir. The Smack says you don't have to count a new counting from the heter thing that was cooked there. So the Smack says you don't have to continue. You even if you don't pass in like Abeinu Tam, but once you came to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you have the Smack's heter that you only have to count 24 hours from the issa that was cooked Monday afternoon. So once you came to Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock. You have a combination of both the opinion of the Smack and the Abeinu Tam. Both of them would permit it for different reasons. So Sashach and Aruch, you could combine these two reasons, the Smack and Abeinu Tam, and if that will offer you a heter for your case, then it is permitted. So what you see is that even though we don't paskin like Abeinu Tam, we paskin, the Shulchan Aruch says the main halacha is like the other Rishayim that disagree with Rabbeinu Tam. They have to wait 24 hours and a night is not enough. Nevertheless, you could use the Rabbeinu Tam as a tziruf, you could combine it to other opinions. So the Smack says this, the Shulchan Aruch says it when you combine the Smack together with Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings down in the name of the Minchas Yaakov that just like Shulchan Aruch combined the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam with the opinion of the Smack, so too you can combine the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam with any other Safik, and if you'll have a Hefzer Meruba, you'll be able to be Mekel. However, the Rav Pa'olim, which is the Ben Ish Chai, disagrees, and he says that Shulchan Aruch, the way Rav Moshe explains in Yeridei Chalekvei Simon Lamed Aleph, he says Rav Moshe and the Ben Ish Chai, that no, we don't combine the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam to any Safik. Shulchan Aruch only combined Rabbeinu Tam to the opinion of the Smack. It's only because the Smack really is the main halach. Shulchan Aruch was chayshish for the opinions that disagree with the Smack. So with Rabbeinu Tam, it was enough to be maker like the Smack. But Rabbeinu Tam himself with any other Safik, Rabbeinu Tam is not considered a good Safik, a strong enough Safik to be used with another Safik. And therefore, you can't generalize and say that the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam with any other Safik, Bimakim Hafsa Meruba, is permitted. So that's the Machlokes HaAchrayim. So what comes down, what we saw in this year was, we got to see the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that waiting overnight is already considered Einai Ben Yoimai. And we saw that all the Rishonim disagree. And we said the main Aloch is not like Rabbeinu Tam. Then we saw a case where Shulchan Aruch used Rabbeinu Tam, but even though we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, sometimes we could combine the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam for a heter. In other words, if for the case that we had where somebody cooked in the afternoon, then they waited overnight till they made the next cooking. And then they waited till 24 hours from the original cooking to make the next cooking. In such a case, you have both the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam and the Smack which permitted, and such a case, Shulchan Aruch permitted. Then we add that it was Machlokes HaAchrayim if Rabbeinu Tam could be used for any Safik or only for together with the opinion of the Smack. Now, just end off with some basic halachas of Einai Ben Yoimai, that as much as we said that if someone cooked in a pot that was Einai Ben Yoimai, the food does not become prohibited. That's only b'di'evet. That's only after the fact that someone made a mistake and they used a pot that really had lias of Isser, just that it was Einai Ben Yoimai. However, l'chatchilo, if a person is not allowed to use such a pot. A person must kasher a pot that had lias even if it's after 24 hours. Not only that, according to the main halacha, this Rav Moshe wants to say not like that, but even the Rav Moshe is not makel so fast. According to the main halacha, even b'di'evad, if someone purposely used a pot that was ready 24 hours of bleis, it's already any ben yom. If he purposely used it without kashering it, he used it knowingly, knowing that it has bleis of iser, and he used it after it was any ben yom, it would prohibit the other things. It would still aser with the eved. It's also like the halachis of eimet valen isin lechatchila that it's also mishne special b'shemishne b'shviloi. And it's an important thing to realize that as much as we say in ben yomer, it's only with the eved after the fact. For lechatchila, a person has to go and kasher it. And finally, it's of course important that the person should not be paskening this. This is for awareness purposes, but there are so many variables. When it comes to ma'aseh, if someone made a mistake, of course they have to ask a shaila unless they are familiar enough with all the halachas of Basa B'Chalav.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.